Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. By far the biggest impact you can have on your health is your diet. You can do other things to improve your health as well, but what you eat has by far the biggest impact, at least in my experience. But it's not the only thing. What I found when I changed my diet was that I slept better, and sleeping's an important thing, of course, for your health. We don't fully understand everything that sleep does, but I can tell you that I've had plenty of experiences where if I don't get enough sleep, then bad things happen the next day or two, and it can have long term impacts on your health. But another thing that can have impact on your sleep and your health as well is stress. That's something I noticed as well when I started eating right, is that the things that used to stress me out don't stress me out the same way, or I'm able to handle it better. But if you're continuously in a stressful environment, then that's going to also impact stuff. And what stress does, there's a lot of physiological responses that stress does, and that can impact your blood sugar. Actually, it can impact your willpower, to make a specific choice about either eating or not eating, or eating the wrong thing. And you eat the wrong thing when you're stressed. And trust me, over the decades, I've eaten my share of really, really bad food when I was stressed out. And the idea is it's a drug to make me feel better. But literally it impacts your willpower, and that can make you maybe eat when you don't want to. And even now, I think I can still consume food when maybe I'm not hungry. But now I have a little bit more. At least the thought process to go, yeah, I'm not going to eat this stuff that I know is going to impact my health in the long term. You can overeat good food too, of course, but if you overeat the right food, it's going to have less of an impact on you than if you eat something that that's high in sugar and high in salt, for instance, or high sugar, high fat is the most dangerous combo that I think for your health. There's a lot of other stuff too. I have a link to an article in the show notes, there's a reason, there's ways to mitigate stress. Certainly just the way you approach things, and meditation's one of those things that you hear about, and it does have some impact. But just being aware that you're having some of the thoughts that you have, and that's also something that I'm certainly not perfect at it, but I can be aware when I'm having a very negative reaction to something, and try to remove myself from it, a lot of what happens with this stuff is, you're just aware of your own feelings, aware of your own emotions, and can not let it define you, or you let it just kind of wash over you, and you get over it. But stress is one of those things that when you improve your health, your stress response. There's certain things that are just always going to stress you out, I think, but maybe they'll impact you less than they did before, and that's certainly what I'm finding. And I think as my health journey improves, as I keep moving along, that's something that's going to continue to improve. And if I don't, that may mean I make some different choices or whatever about things in my life, because being continually stressed is not all that great. That's all part of improving your health, your diet, your exercise, your sleep, stress, lots of other things in the environment. You want to do everything that you can to give yourself the best chance really to succeed, and with whatever it is, but you're never going to eliminate all of these negative things, and I don't think you should either, because I think you do need some understanding that the world's not always going to be happy and sunshine and rainbows, but you want to avoid that stuff if you can, because too much exposure is not good either. But I think being completely, removing yourself completely is going to be, I don't know that that's necessarily helpful in the long run either, but it is one of those critical things to health is your stress, right? If you're all stressed, then, it has lots of impacts. If you're not as stressed, then, you make better choices and you feel better, because I've been through, periods of extended stress and no fun. And also, of course, being unwell with your health, that creates stress as well. So it's one of those things that it makes the situation worse. It doesn't make the situation better. And that's so got to be careful with stress in your life. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.